Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
tonight! It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle. We are on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's a tree. And up in the tippy top of the tree are tiny little lights flickering as they zip-zap between the leaves. Are they fireflies? Shall we venture up higher and have a closer look? I think so. Today's story is about magic and perseverance. It's called The Tiniest Raindrop Fairy. Everyone thinks that they know all about fairies, but they don't. Not really. Of course, there is the Tooth Fairy, who flies silently into sleeping children's bedrooms after they lose a tooth to leave them a surprise under their pillow. She's a legend. But there are loads of other types of fairies, too, that you probably have never heard about. There are sunshine fairies and long grass fairies and even lazy fairies. But those are tales for another day. Today's story is about a raindrop fairy. Raindrop fairies live high up in the treetops, and they spend their days practicing flying and gymnastics. Don't laugh. It's serious business to be a raindrop fairy. It may sound a little silly at first, but that's because I haven't told you how they use their gymnastic skills yet. You see, when it rains, raindrop fairies have to gracefully flip from their homes in the treetops and land directly on top of a raindrop mid-flight. I can tell you right now that this is not easy to do. Rainbow fairies are very talented indeed. When they land perfectly on a raindrop, the fairy plops directly into the center of the raindrop and gets carried gently down to the dewy ground. It is only once a raindrop fairy is able to complete this challenging maneuver that they are able to fulfill their purpose, to bring magic to someone. You see, these fairies derive their magic from the raindrops themselves. So by the time their raindrop falls to the ground, they have sucked all the magic from it and are ready to do a good deed with their power at last. Most raindrop fairies had successfully completed at least one mission, and usually two by the time they were 10 years old. But not Tiny Tina. Tiny Tina was the tiniest raindrop fairy of all. And no matter how hard she trained in gymnastics class, her size made it so incredibly difficult to flip as far from the tree as was required to catch a raindrop properly. So year after year, she watched all of her fairy friends ride their raindrops down to the ground and spread their magic. And year after year, Tiny Tina became more and more frustrated. Then, one day, Madame Fairy, the gymnastics instructor for all of the raindrop fairies, came to Tiny Tina and said that she could feel a rainstorm like no other rainstorm she had ever felt brewing. "There will be so many raindrops falling this evening, my dear Tiny Tina," said Madame Fairy. "This is your best chance to fulfill your purpose. Stretch your wings and prepare to flip as you've never flipped before." Tiny Tina was very nervous. After all, she had tried time and time again and never been successful. But Madame Fairy always told her that if at first you don't succeed, try again. And Tiny Tina was very fond of Madame Fairy, and so she took a deep breath and decided to do just that. She would not give up. Tiny Tina stretched her wings and wriggled her toes and waited on a leaf at the top of her tree home for the rain to come. And it did. An incredible deluge broke just as the sun was setting. "You can do it, Tiny Tina," cried Madame Fairy. "Believe in yourself." That's when Tiny Tina saw it. It was the most perfect, round raindrop she had ever seen. It almost looked like it was falling in slow motion. Tiny Tina gasped, feeling intuitively that this was her moment to shine. With perfect form, Tiny Tina ran as fast as her itty-bitty legs would carry her to the end of the leaf. Arms outstretched, she caught the wind, flipped with her knees tucked to her chest, and then landed with a small splash in the center of the raindrop. As she gently swayed in the breeze, down, down, down in the raindrop, Tiny Tina could feel her fairy body filling with an energy unlike any she had ever experienced before. She was fully illuminated, sparkling in the night, and buzzing with anticipation. Tiny Tina was positively brimming with magic from her raindrop by the time her small feet finally, gently reached the ground. Tiny Tina felt so happy and proud of herself for persevering. Now she knew that she was ready to fulfill her dream and purpose as a raindrop fairy. Batting her wings against the winds and rain, Tiny Tina flew forward, seeking someone to help with her magic. The first creature Tiny Tina saw was a frog. "Excuse me, Mr. Frog," said Tiny Tina. "Do you need any help tonight? This is quite a furious storm."
"Ribbit, why thank you for asking, Miss Fairy, but I actually quite like the rain. After all, frogs like dark, wet environments, and tonight ticks all the boxes. Ribbit."
So Tiny Tina flew on in search of someone to help. Next, she came across a snake.
"Excuse me, Mrs. Snake," said Tiny Tina. "Do you need any help tonight? It is pouring, and I can see that you are slithering about in the soggy mud."
"So what? I am a snake, Miss Fairy, and snakes like the rain. I can take care of myself, thank you very much." And so Tiny Tina flew on further. And that's when she heard it. A voice just as small as her own, being carried on the wind.
"Help me, oh please, someone help."
"I'm coming," cried Tiny Tina.
Tiny Tina looked around frantically, unable to find the creature in need of her magical help.
"Bzzz! Bzzz! Over here!"
And then she saw, under a leaf that was heaving with rainwater, a young bee was huddled, frightened for his life. Tiny Tina mustered up her strength and flew over to him, her magic coursing through her small, illuminated body.
"Hello, little bee. What are you doing out so far from your hive on a night like tonight?"
"Bzz, bzz,"
said the bee sadly.
"This is the very first time that I've ventured out into the world on my own. And silly me, bzz, I got lost. And then this heavy rain started, and now I'm quite stuck, you see. Bzz. If I try to fly in this weather, I'll certainly perish. And even if I chanced it, I wouldn't know where to go. Bzz, bzz."
Tiny Tina looked at the bee, and she recognized that the two of them actually had rather a lot in common. After all, this was her first time out in the world alone, too.
"It's going to be okay, little bee. This is my first time out in the world alone, too. But I've trained my entire life to be a raindrop fairy, and I know that I can use my magic to transport you safely back to your hive. Just look at how bright I'm shining. All of my many years of training are finally going to pay off. Now, if you trust me, I am going to work my fairy magic to save your life."
The little bee still looked scared. So Tiny Tina smiled and reassured him.
"Don't worry, my friend. I will be very careful."
Then she pulled her tiny wand from her tiny belt and worked a spell in her tiny voice.
"Bibbidi-boo, raindrops and dew, keep bee alive, send him back to his hive."
All of the magic and light inside of Tiny Tina shot out, and together they transported back to Little Bee's hive. Once they had arrived, all of the bees thanked Tiny Tina for saving Little Bee. She would have quite liked to stay and taken a nap, but Tiny Tina knew that she needed to fly back to her own tree before all of her energy had gone. So Tiny Tina flew and flew against the winds back to her treetop home, where Madame Fairy and all of the other fairies were waiting for her with delight.
"You never gave up, Tiny Tina," Madame Fairy exclaimed. "It's because you worked so hard and never stopped believing in yourself all of these many years that you saved a life tonight with your magic. And that makes you the toughest, as well as the tiniest, raindrop fairy of all." Tiny Tina smiled with pride, and the raindrop fairies knew that the tiniest one of them all had many wonderful, big adventures still to come.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. Maybe we'll visit other types of fairies in future stories. I sure hope so. If you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of adventures. See you next time!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.